Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
El Prez has the Patriots going undefeated, Keith.
17-0. Yep. They have had an undefeated regular season before, so it would not be the first time.
They've never gone 17-0 before.
No, that's true.
They've gone 16-0.
They added a game.
Yeah. 18 wins and one giant loss is how Giants fans will say it.
That's true. I've heard that. Now, they are going to be, favored in,
A
lot of games?
This is incredible. Yeah. I didn't know this. I knew the over-under was 8.5. I knew people were pretty bullish on the Patriots. Like, in all honesty, I picked them for 9 wins yesterday. I felt like that was high. Then I heard you had them for 10 wins. I'm like, wow, I'm lower than Keith. Mm-hmm. Then I saw...
Oh, some of these are nuts.
I mean, I think Curran picked them for 9, which surprised me based on how he's kind of talked about the long-term rebuild.
Really?
Yeah, I believe that's
what
I saw.
9 last year?
I think Curran?
I feel like Curran had them for a bunch of wins last year. I could be wrong. I thought last year.
I think you're thinking of the Mac year.
Oh, was it not last year?
The wins were everywhere. Was the Mac year?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Late in the season. Curran had him at 9 wins. I think I saw Taylor Kyles had him at 13 wins or something like that. Like crazy, bullish numbers on the Patriots.
Wow.
Okay, and Prez has him 17-0. Whatever. I know what he's doing.
Yeah,
that's fine.
That's fine.
But people are bullish on the Pats. They're 8.5 is the over under. I saw this yesterday. Nick highlighted this from an individual, Julian Edlow at DK Sportsbook. DraftKings, the Patriots are favored in 11 games. 11. You ready for the games they're favored in, Keith?
11.
They're favored in
that makes sense.
They're favored in the opener, 3.5 against Vegas. They're underdogs at Miami, week 2. They're favored at home against Pittsburgh, week 3, though we don't know who the quarterback is yet definitively. Do you think Rodgers moves it off 1.5? Would the Patriots go from being favored to underdogs there?
Could be.
Maybe.
Yeah, it could be.
They're favored against Carolina, 3.5, week 4 at home. They're 8.5-point dogs at Buffalo, week 5. They're favored against New Orleans and Tennessee. Those are both road games. They're favored at home against Cleveland, 5.5. They're favored at home against Atlanta, which surprises me. I know that doesn't surprise you. They're dogs against Tampa. They're favored at home against the Jets. They're only 4.5, same as Tampa. 4.5-point underdogs against Cincy. They're 3-point favorites against the Giants. They're 4.5-point underdogs at home against Buffalo. 8.5-point dogs at Baltimore. So that and at Buffalo and at Baltimore are the two biggest games where they are massive underdogs. And then they're favored their final two. At the Jets by 1.5. Home against the Dolphins minus 2.5. They're favored in 11 games. So at some point, Keith, and I don't want to go full Andy Hart, who called them overrated yesterday.
Wow.
At some point, do you look around and go, wait a minute. Everyone's bullish on a 4-win team from a year ago that was drafting 4th overall with a guy who may not even be a tackle. And, oh, by the way, they spent a lot of money in free agency, but all they have to show for it is Harold Landry and one Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
Steph Diggs coming back from a massive injury. Is it possible?
Oh, definitely possible.
Is it possible we're all just, getting sucked up into the easy schedule and overrating the schedule and not focusing enough on the actual roster?
Duck boats. A little bit. Yeah, no, definitely. I think even the Drake May conversation is worth having.
Good one.
How good is Drake May?
Let's
have it right now. I think he is getting anointed as being this next great thing. I think there's a chance that he is, but he really won one game last year. And I know he had a lot going against him, But how much better is the receiving core? How much better is the offensive line? I think it's better, but we'll find out just how much better it is.
They're both better. Are they better enough to take you from a 4-win team to 11 wins? They're favored in 11 games? That's crazy.
Yeah, but that's also why I had them with 10 wins was because of the opponent. And I know like our, most of the conversation probably should be just like, what are they? What are the Patriots? How good are
they? But just quickly. Just
they play a lot of scrubby teams.
They do. Not to split hairs, though, but you have them, I guess, dropping at least one of the games they're favored. Like, even you are under that number. It's only a game.
Yeah.
But even you are under that number. I'm two under that number. So, and I thought we were bullish on the Pats.
What works in their favor is most of the bad teams they play at home. So what might have been sort of like a 50-50 one, you feel even better about it. You're like, oh, they got the Giants. Well, the Giants are at home. You know, Carolina's at home, Pittsburgh's at home, Cleveland and Atlanta, and then obviously all the division opponents. So you're like, those are all games they should really win.
Wait, are they? Did you say this? Are they underdogs in any games at home?
Probably the Bills game.
The Bills game at home. You're right. They're 4.5-point dogs. That's the one. Yep.
That'd be the one. And they have more home games than road games this year, right? Like that alternates every year based on conference, I think. And so their toughest games are on the road. So you're like, all right, those are the ones that they're going to be underdogs in. Those are probably the ones that a lot of us pick them to lose. So it's a good schedule anyway, but then the way that the home road ones landed, you're like, oh, I feel pretty good about that.
The way it falls is particularly great.
I also think, you know, Mike Vrabel maybe gives you a little bit of a floor. Now, I guess we thought the same thing with Bill Belichick, and they won 4 games his last year, but this team has more talent than that team does.
And they were so poor. They're probably just thirsting for being well-coached because they were so poorly coached last year. I think they've been poorly coached for years now, but if you want to give Bill the credit.
No. I was wrong. Like, I thought, all right, you're in a spot where like you can't win less than, say, 6 games with him, can you? It's like, oh, yeah, apparently you can. But, yeah, the last 2 years it was really bad. So not only do you change almost the entire coaching staff, but then you do add a lot of talent. And you could argue like, oh, I wish they added a little bit more talent at position X, Y, and Z compared to what they did, but they still added a lot more. I mean, they're going to have how many different starters? We went over this, I think, a couple of weeks ago, or maybe right after the draft. I mean, out of the 22 straight-up like starters on offensive defense, they would have 14 different guys or something like that.
Yeah.
So that's a positive.
I initially wondered if we were taking the Raiders too lightly week one, Keith.
Yeah.
Like, we both chalked it up.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Like, win. Easy win. I don't know if we said easy, but we chalked it up
as a win.
It's Vrabel's first game, although it's Pete Carroll's first game, too.
Jerod Mayo won his first game.
Good point. They're on the road. They're going cross country. I assume Brady will be related to that game in some way, shape, or form. But
maybe not.
Maybe not. No announcements yet on a Brady statue. We thought we were getting a Brady statue. I haven't seen any update there. They are 3.5-point favorites in that game. So that makes me think, all right, well, Vegas is maybe even more bullish on them overall and specifically in that game than we thought. I said this in the Friday 4-pack. I like that the Jenty Campbell decision is in your face right away.
Yeah, it's fun.
I like that it's right there week one.
No, that is pretty good.
And if Campbell's holding down Max Crosby and Drake May has a big game and he's protected and his uniform's clean, well, then great. Score one for the Pats. If Jenty runs wild all over him, then score one for me, because that's who I wanted at pick 4. I like that that's their week one. Pete Carroll's interesting. We'll get Malcolm Butler highlights and things like that. Vrabel's first game, Brady, McDaniels, all that stuff around the game. That is, the more I think about it, that is a very, very interesting and, exciting potentially.
You know who looked pretty good in Foxborough last year was Geno Smith. He was throwing the ball over the yard.
Yeah, he was part of the reason. He's part of the reason I had the Patriots starting like 4-0 or whatever last year. Oh. I'm like, well, they're not going to lose to Geno Smith at home, and they did.
They sure did,
and they got kind of smoked.
But to Mayo's point, close game.
Well,
you know, they lost the close one.
Yeah, to say that they got smoked as a team, fair point. It was a close game.
It was a close game.
Geno smoked them, though.
Geno had like a perfect, like, he was awesome.
True. 617-779-7937. You can jump in on the Patriots and their schedule. Are we starting to look around and go, wait a minute, everybody's bullish on the Pats?
Yeah,
they're favored in 11 games? Is that a little too much?
A team does go from worst first every year.
That is true.
It does. But was Washington favored in 11 games last year going into it?
Probably.
Like, they came out of nowhere. Was Houston favored in 11 games going into the year? I doubt it. I'd be surprised if Washington was favored in hardly any games last year.
Washington,
when the schedule came out.
Let me tell you, last year, I can tell you Washington's over-under for wins was
going into the year?
6.5.
Yeah.
So the Patriots is 8.5. Oh, it's 7.5 somewhere. I guess it's weighted odds.
DK
8.5.
DK has them at 8.5, okay. And they're favored in 11. I can't imagine the Commanders were favored in 11 games last year.
No, probably 6 or 7.
Or the Texans the year prior. I can't imagine that.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.